Discover personally how the Word of God can affect a change in your life through the ministry of Bishop Dyke Heward Mills. Dyke Heward Mills is the founder of the Lighthouse Chapel International denomination with over 3,000 branches worldwide. He is a healing evangelist and an author of several best-selling books. He is also the pastor of the First Love Church, a campus ministry with over 500 branches. The First Love Church is a vibrant church with young, energetic people full of first love for the Lord. Now listen to Dyke Heward Mills. That draws us to
you. Father, thank you for the blessing you give to us in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. Turn with me to Psalm 27. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Amen. I want us to pray that whatever is in Psalm 27 should happen practically in your life. Amen. Number one is that the Lord is my light. And God himself will show you where to go and what to do. Soon some of you are going to take some decisions that will be as though you are just casually deciding, but it will be a very important decision for your life. Let us stand and pray. And the Lord is my salvation. Lift up your hands and ask the Lord to be your light and to be your salvation. Whom shall I fear? Thank you, Father, for being our guide, lighting our lives now.
Jesus,
lighten my life.
Ora che sto paradiso solo. Nelebra di antare nomosa, Jevara di Kestora Mami Angere de Vos, Ramindara, Paranuno Coste Feradigos, Rami Andarava Koshandalaba, Melera Coste Faranomono de Gizagabomono Gedabo, Reboche Ke, Dalamro di Gevastora Monegia, Rambande Kestola, Malebra di Estolama, Malore Veshe, Libara Katoma, Maleronde Veme Kestolaba. Remeni nasto verembe de leco sabano de jevo bararande remoniga sabane nembombro de kesolama si pararabo koshata rabantene ne mekosani nejombo rama kerobo serikaba maradisto
and his rise
Joveriga sakaro moloneste
merima and all
these things Alo vine Kestembelima, Rado de Besho, Iko, Helena, Radoboko, Tebalimbro, Ledonastola, Gieto Mavida, Casambro, Telemonda, Ia Baracoche, Keteriba Coma, Mambaro Noste, Remi Pastoro Monande, Ligaro Coste, Teri Ambo, Mochoki, Calomo, Inarama, Malarusto, Emberenina, Ajove Kestorabo, Frederica Sa, Katoromo no Shikentanama, Remene Gigabalo Kasandeleme, Iaboro Kose, Ioko Tolomonda, Berenesto Ma, Jombrika Sambane, Jombrika Tavilamo, Jombrika Tamvamono, Reneniste Paradiga, Laroko Sombredica, Ijoko Paranimo, Embre Devina Castondaba, Leromo no Chikesalama Muko Bayane, Ere Dobosi. Ere de bokusa kapariado, ere be de kesora maniko chaka paranimo, ere be goso faradige, ere bo leromo sekeri kataka, laramustan fembreni no nasiketale, ere monokosi abaka. Joboroka Sofarinde, and Jompan Kantanomo, and Jompan Kansafale, and Jompan Kanfalomos Ikelegros, Remonasto Ma, Rico Sokapariere, Jerobando Romosi Andaba, Mo, Iorokose, Iorobonokosi Akantamo, Iorobose, Removia Kasali, Ketioko Fakamono, Ketioko. Enfeldas, melombres, limanoma, inaki yakotoko, joko, neberika, bakalo, toromonde, nimbronda visto, lebe adiamos, yako talamama, anjom profestem pre Cristo kaponokose, leromosi antame, ileromosi andava, kachioko valima, kachioko faradia tokamaya, kachioko faradia kosa, kachioko faradimo. Kachioko faradi da sole, kachioka iklotomo klipando, enemono si anda mano, enjomono fidestola, rakobo si anda va, kejombano, leromo tiako, tiakolo, telemono vidava, febri astoromonio sonka, Yoko Tolomoniga, Leromosi and Ramonochi, Levreandolomosi and Campano, Menemeno Tukupananimo, Menonamo Lomo Chigezala, Menomaro Mono Chige Belomuna, Menomano Mochige Valama, Melomano Mochige Valamino, Iko Tolomosia, Loporodosia, Chocolodomosia, Rabonomonosia, Kikompa, Falamo, Frenomo, Sikele. Telelu, Rababa, Chikeka, Ayoromosi, Envrandom Bono Kosianka, Lepo, Tufele Crestola, Ayere Nosia, Ombanamo, Iyoko, Nivande, Colombo, Molomaje, Kova, Lura, Sikere, Dobolonto, Niambo, Kasambra Diata, Lebere Debo, Baradebo, Rebolobo, Chekelikaba, Ayoronomosi Anton Kompake, Ido Romo Usuanka Mbaka, Ayonomosi Andalamo, Enjion Kompala, Erobosia, Yesoka.
Thank you. Father, thank we you. Thank you yes. that you are the light yes. of our lives.
Yes.
We receive guidance.
We receive
now.
Guidance.
Our thoughts will be guided by you.
In the name of Jesus.
You are going to give us ideas.
Amen.
What to do.
Amen.
Where to go.
Amen.
How to behave.
Oh, yes.
In Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. You know, God is going to give you an idea that you had not thought of. Yes, you had not thought about that. God is going to give it to you, and it's going to be a way forward for you. The Lord is my light and my salvation. We are still praying with Psalm 27, and the Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? So you have to be afraid when something is strong. You get it? And it's coming against you. So one of the prayers that is important to pray is for strength. You know, in Ephesians chapter 3, the Bible says that you'll be strengthened with might by the Spirit in the inner man. You'll be strengthened. Because we are often not strong. So when things are coming against us, you are not strong enough to withstand it or to overcome it. So Ephesians 3:16, Paul said he was praying for the Ephesians that they will be strengthened. So we are going to pray that God should make us strong in whatever area you need to be strong. Spiritually, mentally, you know, we need to be strong. Every war that is fought is always the strong, usually the strong are winning. So we need to be strong. We need to be strong. Amen. You see that a country like America, when they say that they are strong, it means a lot. We don't have even one ship. You know? In 1945, or even 1941, when America, the Japanese attacked Pearl Harbor, the Japanese had aircraft carriers with a lot of aircrafts. And that's how they attacked Pearl Harbor. They went with the aircraft carriers as near as possible. Then they launched the planes to go and attack. That's 1941. Are you with me? We don't have even a warship. Yes. And it was during that time when Japan started to invade countries. You know, the Second World War, the two bad countries were Germany and Japan. It's amazing that they are the richest countries now, most developed. They are the ones we buy cars from. But Japan also decided to attack people, starting with America in Pearl Harbor, which was an island in the middle of the ocean. Then they attacked other countries, Malaysia, Singapore, Hong Kong, and then many islands. They took over Philippines, they succeeded. But one of the wars, one of the fights, when they were attacking Singapore, the Britain sent its huge battleships, two of them, to come and defend Singapore with the biggest guns in the world. With the biggest battleships. Because Britain was a naval power. So when they got to Singapore, within 2 hours, the Japanese finished off those two ships and sank them. More than 1,000 people died, men, British, at Singapore. And that was where they realized that those type of ships, big with guns, is past. I'm talking of 1941. And we are in 2019. And we don't have even a small battleship or battle cruiser. Ona Boninjo. So when we talk of strength, it's like you can exist, but you are not much. Well, we say we have a navy. Yeah, we have a navy. We have everything. But it's really nothing. I hope you get what I'm saying. So you may say you have money, but you are not strong. If there's a small shaking, realize that, no, I'm not around. So the Lord is my strength. Do you like that verse? The Lord is my strength and my salvation. My light and my salvation. The Lord is the strength of my life. Let's stand to our feet and pray that God should make us strong, strengthen us by his power. You are going to be strong after this prayer.
Amen.
Let us pray. Lift your hands, holy hands, and call on God to strengthen you in
yes, Lord.
Every possible way.
Yes, Lord.
That you need to be strengthened.
Madrokos toka paradia kosandelebe.
Fela merikatoka
paradia katalaba. Rama minoko sode. Jeberoko sa paradia. Labaradabo. Dokerebo. Raba mitamven doko sandaba. Rama minoko son taka paradia. Rememeke sondaba. Ramiyan kantolomo. Verediaka. Rabba doko sheketelebe. Ribanto Kamba, Ribanto Komba, Ribanto Komba, Ribanto Komba, Ribanto Komba, Ribanto Komba, Ribanto Komba, Ribarabo, Seka Faradudo, Seka Faradina, Sefa Katalomo Sikabo, Pocheke Tala. Valabu kosoba, le mojike takabale, le boroko sikataba, vendasto bondele, vendasto bondele, vendasto bondele, vendasto bondele, revedabu kasapali, rebo shata, maparo kosie, remu kapantele, meridos, babariaka, pampam pantalo, remo pantalo, raba pantalo, remo pantalo, recon takapa, Livatico, Mentola, Bamune, Checo Parino, Le Rodista, Brasto, 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 Bachica Lava, Baba, Mutele, Mozolomola, Balandombole, Remonaco, Peredis, Romba, Palumbre, Preteluca, Giacoma, Maranusto, Remeneke, Ibarra, Baranusto, Ecateliala, Iaria Bossa, Magilombre, Melevisto, Pada, Skapoka, 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 Patalulama, Andaluma, Valibresto, Checo Palame, Brendon Van Bale, Remene Kestola, Malaristo, Menjiande, Remenese, Kaluka Paka, Lombre Telimbra, Rambo Talumbre, Rembo Kampale, Chempo Kampale, Lira Manasiaka, Falambro Telo, Rebelika, Machiatona, Machiatame, Machiatoma, Machiatome, Machiatomala, Baraduse, Barabala, Pacunonte, Lembredieke, Chebolama, Verlusto, Balamute, Lika Parana, Mambrantus Male, Engiam Compaca, Lindron Delicase, Mon Paradiso, Clote Mukale, Clote Mukale, Clote Mukale.
Spiritual strength.
Ikatolomos.
Physical strength.
Barakuse.
Financial strength.
Velembranota.
Moral strength.
Ikotolomos.
Every type of strength.
Ramamana kute kapa.
Le.
Usma kalafrosto. Enchiam palafrando mele.
Mental strength.
Ikantomanania. Ilebre die sombra.
Resistance.
Rama. Alabu koso bakaye. Itolo. Fradolo. 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 Seko. Pacalaga, Uncho Ponco Talia, Ulustupala, Maligason Paradiaca, Lebro Doco Secatala, Mangian Pancantolo, Remonoco Siandaba, Icatolomo, Revedeli, Sombala, 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 Cupalaki, Lebro Diaca Senda, Adion Pantalama, Maladiso Prakila, Ilobo. Lavrica Sele, Lavrica Parionde, Monche Peredia, Radumos Dora, Le Cotonomo, Liston Paria, Ramo Diacate, Le Peredisso Pala, Ajonte Pala, Ramon Pala, Libro Pala, Malon Pala, Rica Tolomo, Le Bredico Sapale, Hey, Chitolomo, Maladusa, Remecate, Ilomoco, Palonde, Palonde, Rabucosa, Ucheke Palana, Malibranto Lamino, Recontalima, Rami Okoba, Ikotolomo, Remenisa, Ayon Kompaya, Ayon Kompaka Tolomo Zika Malalika, Roger Vise, Uluku Sobanda, Anjon Ponkoto, Meregiste, Rabioto, Rabiade, Rabi Obolo, Rabi Ableko Son Paradiaka, Ajon Tofe, Mikaso, Mikaso Pakancho, Macambre Cosambre, Brede Desto, Brede Geliga, Brede Levidalo, Onge Brigole, Malure, Lurasto, Brede Lica, Ayoko Tolomo Sita Paraka, Iroko Seke Teleremo, Ramonte, Meligra, Ramonta, Livribasto, 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 Pratiende, Enchiflo, Malario, Pastolo, Mestolo, Rastolo, Chiqueleco, Pacare, Lipo Rocco Sadiga, Ayeke Recosia, Ramo Tolomo, Remeke Seca, Infrosto Felica, Achioco Pala, Ramo, Incanto Palale, Ico Tolomose, Ico Tolomose, Ico Tolomose, Ico Tolomose, Ikotolomose, Ikotolomose, Rabelia Cosa, Rebo Mondogisa, Rebo Mondoliga, Rebo Mogojani, Robo Mojo Kapa, Robo Mojo Kino, Robo Mojo Kopania, Robo Mojo Kor, Robo Mojo Brike, Robo Mosiaka.
Father, thank you.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus. Amen. Please take your seats. Psalm 27, verse 2. When the wicked, even my enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. This is going to be the portion of all your enemies who are seeking to eat up your flesh, which is your life. Your flesh is your life. Oh. Huh? When your flesh is eaten up by sickness, it's your life that is going away. Now, though a host and host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. And though war should rise against me, in this will I be confident. Amen. So, you are going to be, you see, one of the things when you study a little about war, you see the nature of the devil. Because wars come about through people who are aggressive and want to do something. You see, if, God forbid, if, let's say, Nigeria decided to make war on Ghana, you know, we would, you see, we are not prepared for such things. You know, and it's like, we are just living peacefully. You are here, we are here, you are here, we are here. So if somebody just gets up and starts something, it is the beginning of a big problem. And that is how these big wars, that's how they started. And that's what brought that. You would even wonder that, how can there be a world war? A war that involves the whole world to kill as many as 50 million people. So when he says that, though war should rise up against me. So is that I didn't go to make war. But the war has come against me. And that is how your life is. How many are peaceful people? You just want to live your life, get a job, stay with your husband, stay with your wife peacefully, and live happily ever after in your room, isn't it? How many have such an aim? But it's not like that. War is going to rise against your peace. And so you see that life doesn't go as simply as your intentions are trying to make out. It's not going like that. It doesn't go that way. So that's why he said, though war should rise against me, in this will I be confident. You know, you just even don't know where the next battle is coming from. Though war should arise. So, when you are new in life and you hear somebody, if you read the Psalms, you will think that, why? Every psalm, there's a wicked person. He's praying against something. Somebody wants to kill him. People are lying against him. Every psalm is like that, almost. But you see, you are saying that because you are not experienced. When you are experienced, you see that all these things are true. You, with your simple aim of life, now war is rising against you. Huh? So, let us Be strong. Don't war rise against you. Learn how to fight. I want every member. You see, this is a missionary center. We are sending missionaries to the whole world from here. Young people, we are sending them in teams. We are sending families. We are reaching out. That's what we are using our strength, our lives, our money, and the grace that God has given us. That's what we are using it for. We should never think that war will not arise against us. For that even, there will be more war and more things. And that is why to study and to know about war is very important. And the enemy fights in every possible way. So that's why he started verse 1. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? So it means, who means that there are types of people and types of issues. Which of them? The Lord is the strength of my life. So your strength is in God. May I trust the Lord. Now one day I had somebody who was being, you know, a very painful orangu. But I realized that I had no power against the person. You see, if, let's say, you are my employee, I have some power. Let's say I can sack you. Isn't it?
Yes.
That's the small power I have. I can sack you or I can demote you. But if you are not my employee, you are not in my life, I don't do anything for you, I don't maintain any power for you. It's like I'm powerless. As you exert wickedness against me. Are you with me?
Yes.
Yeah. That is where one of the times that I learned that there is a place you come to. Only God can fight for you. Stand still and see. The Lord will fight for you. So you have to grow to learn where your power is finished. But you see, you will not know till you grow that your power is up to a point. When you see a disease which is killing you, or a disease that is taking you, there is also a place where you see that your powers are finished. I remember one brother, the doctor told him, no, there is nothing we or anybody can do. Go home and die. I mean, that's serious. So, there is a place. You know, the prodigal son, the Bible says, and no man gave unto him. No man gave unto him. And there arose a mighty famine, and he began to be in want. Luke 15. There arose a mighty famine, and he began to be in want. And no man gave unto him. Human beings are finished. It's now left with you and God. There are such places. Amen. No man. You see the verse? Luke 15, verse 16. No man gave. No human could help. Yeah, there's that. So that's where you learn to say, the Lord is my light. The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Kama sota yabala. Verse 2. Beautiful. And it says, when the wicked, and you may think such people don't exist. Oh, maybe it is something in Psalms. It's not only in Psalms. It's here in Accra. When the wicked, even my enemies, rose up against me, and my foes, to eat up my flesh. Huh. Those of you with beloveds, there, you see, and I'll tell you, there is nothing you can do to make somebody's heart be with you. This is where you have to learn. The more you scramble to make somebody's heart stay with you, the more he goes away. That's when he doesn't like you again. Because he suddenly senses weakness and inferiority and lowness. So don't scramble to do what only God can do. The Bible says that the heart of the king is in the hand of the Lord. If the heart of the king is in the hand of the Lord, how much more your heart or his heart? Hearts are in the hands of the Lord. He turns it whichever way he wants. He turns the heart. He turns the heart. Amen. Are you listening? So the wicked coming to eat up your flesh, they will stumble and fall. And verse 3 says, and though a host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. You know, visions. There are types of visions where you see the physical structure. Like maybe you see this chair, but you see somebody sitting on the chair. That's a trance. Where the physical things are there and the spiritual ones join. Then there are those that you don't see the chair, you don't see anybody, and you see somebody there. That's different things. One day I saw something like a monkey. My window, it was there. My window was there. But then I saw something like a monkey trying to come into the house. Yes. Though a host of devils should encamp. Okay, they've made a camp. Do you understand what a camp is? Like where they've made a base outside and around you. Though a host of devils encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. That's one of the things you must always protect your heart from, fear. Don't let your heart follow fears. Don't let your heart follow fears. Fear is not good. Don't fear that I will not like you. Don't fear. Believe that I like you. Don't fear that I will not like you. Don't be afraid. When you are afraid, you can even sense it. In fact, animals sense fear in their prey. That's what makes them chase them. Yes. They sense fear. Fear is something you can... You don't have to write a banner that says, I am afraid. Announcement. I am afraid. There's nothing like that. Just the fear in you, it's something you sense in people. And wild animals sense fear in their prey. And that's what makes them attack them. One day I watched a film, and I wouldn't advise you to watch it. But this was a white man and his assistant. They went to walk amongst lions. I wouldn't advise you to like watch it, not because there's anything bad, but because I don't like such things. I don't think it's right to risk your life. But they went and they walked where the lion, in the wildlife. And they were there. And the main thing was like, do not run ever. Never turn. Never turn around. Never run. And as they walked, they were there. The lions were there. And they came to a tree someplace. And then there was a lion, another group of lions. And then one of the lions came forward. And they were watching. They said, never move. Just stand there. And they stood there. And the lion came and stood there. You see, the lion is trying to sense the fear. That this is something that is afraid. But he couldn't get it. So in the end, the lion turned around. Yeah. I was watching. I said, look, these people, what they are doing is wrong. You cannot risk your life like that. So, whom shall I fear? My heart shall not fear. My heart shall not fear. Especially the girls. And especially anybody in a low position. Don't be afraid.
Thank you.
One of the reasons why I was attracted to the First Love Church, came to the First Love. The children are not afraid of me. They like me. When they see me, they're happy. They start giving me fans. You know, no, listen. But you see some of the grown-ups, they just look down. They just stand somewhere as if they just go away. It's amazing. Fear is not attractive. Nobody will mind. And brothers, I tell you, when you sense fear in a girl that you've proposed to, run from her. You are marrying a snake. Yes. Run from her. You'll not be happy. You'll not be happy with somebody who is afraid. You'll only be happy with somebody who is happy. Have you seen a person who is afraid and at the same time happy? Huh? I'm asking you an English question. Have you seen somebody who is happy and at the same time afraid? If you see somebody who is afraid, you say, what's wrong? Say, yeah, there is this, 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 and I'm not sure. Yes. Fear makes you run instead of coming with joy. Last week we were on the site and there was a bush. And we told some guys to go and dig to make a wall. We're making a wall. When they went, they saw a snake like a dragon. And all the workers ran. Fear makes you run. Fear makes you what? Run. So instead of coming, you run away. Fear makes you run. They saw the snake, the head was like a dragon. And they ran. And they were asking them to go, and they all did not go. My heart shall not fear. Yeah, even if it's a group, a host. And though war should rise against me, I'll prophesy to you that there is something in the good general. One of the chapters will help your life. You see, at every stage in war, there's something you should be doing. Whichever fight, there's something you should do. One of the chapters talks about getting used to the noise. You see, when war starts, it's very loud. Some of you are so affected when there's one thing. Bah! It's like, hey, I need to calm down. You don't need to calm down. You can't calm down. That's how it is. There'll be no calming down. That's how the feeling is going to be for some time. Get used to it. Are you listening?
Yes.
So I need to go for a break. You don't need a break. There's no break. By the time you come from the break, the thing is on still. Pow, 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 pow. Noise, a lot of noise. So through that, you will see something. That book, everybody should have it. A good general. Everybody should have one. Do you have one? How many don't have? Raise your hand. You never know whether I'll give you all one free today. Ha! Huh, you don't have. Make sure you get one. Because you are at war, but you don't know that you are at war. Yeah. And you don't even know the type of enemy that you have. There are different types of enemies. The enemy that you have is not good. It's not a good enemy. You know, during the Second World War, at the end, Hitler killed himself on the 30th of May, 1945. And Germany surrendered 7th of June. Now, do you know why they waited 1 week to surrender? Because their commander, you see, they were attacking them from Russian side and British side. So east and west. They all came to meet in Berlin almost at the same time. They got there almost at the same time. But the Russians got there about a day or so before. But they all met there. That's when they divided Germany into two, east and west. But what it is that the Russians were more wicked than the British as enemies. So Karl Dönitz, who was the commander for the submarines, the U-boats, he became the head of state, and he allowed a week or two so that they could run from the Russian side to the British side to surrender at this side, because this enemy was a little better. Are you with me? There are types of enemies. Yes. God is giving you power over a very wicked enemy. Amen. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Yeah. That's why you can be great anointed young men and see that you cannot rise. Because something is fighting you. Yeah. Very wicked. A great person like you to try to turn you to nothing. So there are types of enemies. And God is giving you whatever type of war rises against you, you are going to be confident.
Amen.
And you are going to overturn.
Amen.
Overcome.
Amen.
Override.
Amen.
Subdue.
Amen.
Quench.
Amen.
Your enemy.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. Though war should arise against me, war, in this will I be confident. Hallelujah. Stand to your feet. Let us, we are going to fight things that are fighting you in the spirit. Lift your hand. No playing. No. Don't. By the way, tell your neighbor, I'm not praying for you. Pray for myself. Everybody pray for yourself. Let us pray.
Rami Antondo Loboko Siaka Fabara Dikos Menchem Paradiaka Rapatono Mokosia Naba Menchem Paradaba Rabadi Devenekestonda Baba Ramina Mo Sefereki Sokafa La Jobere de Kisa Alora Mami Ketoro Mosia Nababa Peria Bocostola Peria Lobocose Peria Bobaka Toro Mos Peria Contala Mamidando Peria Contala Mama Peria Consaria, Peria Consandele, Peria Consabo, Peria Consaba, Peria Consaba, Peria Consaba, Ripa Cotolomo, Alibara Cosa, Ranjan and Mekeso, Ranjan and Mekeso Nababa, Ripa Tolomosha, Le Cotolomo, Rebe Vida, Rantambo, Perenigo, Rebe Diaco.
Holy Spirit,
Mandelia Kappa, Adia Patosoka, Le Paradako, Lechia Paparadia, Remo, Iaka, Matila, Adelio, Edomia, Adalio, Edomia, Varakusata, Ompera de Kusa, Atio Coparia, Le Rebebis, Le Paradia, Atomiako, 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 Rivadiaka, Alepatini Mikaso, Lechia Paradia, Le Paradia, Soria Caparadio, Le Paria Cosa, Achiotaka, Malikosto, Mantaniato, Belevida, Sota, Mitomia, Machalido, Belediso, Zobaradia, Pato Como, Icatolomo, Liparia Tomana Siaka, Malio Sota, Anche Poco, Iatoniaco, Mendeliga, Somono, Jamoliga, Rabioto, Melikasura, Paradia Tomo, Mendioco, Rinos, Migalama Kutelemono Kosaka Paradia, Redo Musata, Chukoba, Maluzes, Somiaco, Mentemia, Vinos, Malumu Kusaku Chakelebe Dino Mono Kosabakia, Mantanioso, Li Paradiakos, Le Paria, Temura, Kelemino, Roko Sikata, Iokopa, Rudefe, Notomuna, Icheverita, Resto, Natika, Le Doboroko Siata, Alia Pantanua Campanania, Maranino Stoke, Li Paradiako, Alivia Sonda, Mangente Bene, Remediosa, Patuaka, Patuaka, Mengelico, Ferenino, Regia Senta, Imbonuka, Montelige, Lodamina, Lebenicoso, Paladino Mocosa, Ramino Cosende, Mantompaka, Liparadiaso, Iaporosita, Mampono Cosia, Rebosete, Iaca Paradia, Rogeniato, Madoniato, Rebeliniato, Madominiato, Rebeliniato, Mapeliniato, Rebepenia, Zoria Copa, Alivio Soca Paradia, Lia Contanamino, Rebendeli, Jobo Copa, Paradiso, Paradiake, Paradiso, Paradiake, Paradiso, Paradiake, Lusso Talia, Manu no Mosiane, Icantonomo, Remini Capo, Bodise, Ioboro Dusa, Pano Minonge, Chemo Minonge, Ramo Minonge, Sono Munonge, Ramo Minonge, Icantonomosi, Le Pererisa, Ramo Tapila, Itomio, Ramio, Tenio, Robelia, Zoriabo, Checo Manaya, Ia Paradia Sondaba, Ia Tombora Nocosia, Lebria Dia Sonda, Itonomo, Rapa Pedoria, Robedise, Itobia, Paroriga, Sombre Teno Mudebala, Sombre Tono Mone Vidabala, Sombre Teno Mino Balabala, Zomberi Cantaniama, Librosso, Ijobregiza, Prado Diga, 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 Sotemono, Separaria, Iatondolo Mocosanda Lababa, Rabamina Catande, Iatondolo Mosia, Robe, Digasa, Uccalo, 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 Preto Via Cassanda, Iatambolo Cosendele, Rembendengo Samba Cambe, Iapariotas, Morambo, Medenia, Rabadizo, 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 Popoco Cecite Cale. Utolomosa, Matolomosa, 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 Kerobia Kota, Lipatolomosi, Rembekatomia, Rabamika Sonda, oh Rabaka, Ukosove,
hallelujah,
hallelujah.
You may be seated. Verse 4. One thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. How many realize that this is your aim? But you see that before you realize, you are having a war. So this is what David was complaining about. He was having a war, even though this is all that he wanted to do, was to stay in the house of the Lord and just behold the beauty of his temple and just enjoy God. Now the whole thing has turned into a war. Is it not amazing? Yes. War against your marriage. War against your happiness. War against your finances. War against the anointing, the call of God. War against even the desire to serve God. That the fact that you desire to serve God, it annoys the enemy. So today, I want you to see that this is also the heart of everybody. How many will agree that that is all that you wanted, to just stay in the house of God and serve the Lord? Oh, now the whole thing has turned into a war. Now, verse 5. For in the time of trouble shall he hide me in his pavilion, in the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me, and he shall set me upon a rock. Today God is setting you on a rock. Verse 6. And now my head shall be lifted up above my enemies round about me. Hallelujah. Therefore will I offer in his tabernacle sacrifices of joy. I will sing, yea, I will sing praises unto the Lord. Amen. So, stability. You know, I want us to pray against long-standing enemies in your life. Something that has been there for a long time. Before this year ends, the long-standing enemy of your life will be found no more. Amen.
Amen.
How many realize that some things that have been around for a long time, it doesn't make you happy? God is ending with this year ending. It's 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 ending. Things can't go on forever. Kamala Shobala. And that's why I told you, God is going to give you an idea that you have not had before. Amen. Receive it in Jesus' name. I say you haven't had that idea before. Receive that idea. And remember my book, Good General. Make sure you have it all. Even more than Art of Leadership. Because in it, you'll find some secrets for fighting. Maybe I'll write another one about that kind of thing. Yeah. But you need to fight. And you need to outthink your enemy more than even to outfight him. Yes. Are you there? Verse 6. Now shall my head be lifted up. Your head is being lifted up this year. Because we are in November. We are in November. Next month is December. That's the end of the year. Whatever has harassed you on a long-term basis, this year is ending, and that thing is ending in Jesus' name. Amen. Now shall my head be lifted up above my enemies round about me. Let me tell you, if you think you are the only one with enemies round about, you are new to this life. If I call anybody here and ask, tell me about enemies, you'll be surprised what the person will say. Hey, but you look very peaceful in church. You look like everything is going well for you. But you may never know limited. Huh? You know, somebody had a company. He formed a company, and the company's name was You May Never Know Limited. And he went to borrow money from the bank. And the bank also gave him money. You May Never Know Limited. Wow. You must also know before you lend money to various companies. How can you lend money to a company whose name is You May Never Know Limited? Anyway. Therefore will I offer in his tabernacle sacrifices of joy. I see somebody, you haven't been happy for a long time. I haven't been happy. for a long time. But by this year ending, I'm prophesying for December 31st, you'll be happy. Stand to your feet. Declare finality, Jesus, on long-term enemies. Conclusion. Conclusion.
Yes.
Ending.
Ending.
On long-term, my long-standing God, wickedness against your life.
Redemokosota kapara. Liba di kasora kateno mokosiyandaba. Mandeni mokosa paradiko stoveli.
End of enemies.
Parabionta. Manchetoko paradika stora biyande. Remi valomo sore menche koba pakanamo. Beriga stora biyaka. Ilo rebekese. Hey. 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 Sambo kapala liba. Sambo kapala di koshada, robetia vekastora bia, paradiko sandaba, mandorobo koshandaba, ripati kastolama, malira sovarike, rebete koba, lipantonomo siaka, malude venesomba, manchembre kastola, liparakosa, iapakonomo, mandokonomo, rabamika, lepastolia, lapariaka, sovakialo, patombe, rembelia, rabamiko, Tobania, Rondobo, Sambela, Kasomba, Chicago, Palonia, Zoriama, Palomita, Campantano, Montevina, Palomegaze, Zopakaya, Topania, Ila Dose, Malagizo, Fredemira, Pandovina, Spankotaya, Maladiente, Le Paradia, Robosta, Panciano, Rebellia, Catolina, Malavinde, Preto Camune, Le Paradia, Soria Baca, Chopandalia, Montemicasso, Palomatira, Samberica, Chobalakira, Malatine, Somelia, Pratomi, Montoka, Sapilo, Prevelia, Rodovi, Sempela, Mancho Camina, Roma Minosa, Italama Somba, Fracotamia, Le Pariaco, Monchakia, Paloma, Vendovia, Spatolia, Acodia, Mosomia, Pachomene, Lengamino, Rondavila, Malamino, Sediaco, Fratamina, Pachonia, Iatotomoko, Monpenia, Zomia, Patono, Monjeli, Redelia, Fraconta, Iatombeli, Rebenima, Malozambe, Manche Putale, Mezzo Pacona, Mita Pocano, Monche Kutana, Mantovilama, Rambandele, Somania, Palo, Fratamia, Matonia, Coltane, Mentomia, Mintamino, Mozamina, Mojemina, Patovia, Spateria, Rocotelia, Tegaluga, Tegaluga, Rabamira, La Sombra Tira, Rabami Balo, Seca Polia, Seca Pacochele, Iaca Paramia, Rabami Katonda, Ia Tandelevela, Ramaminda, Alozembelica, Rapaniana, Malatino, Zoriaca, Accio Pateria, Ia Coltamina, Rambalia, Sombelia, Rapamina, Rocopelia, Ledamina So, Oce Kepa, Ia Coltanamia, Arampeno Mozonda, Ia Cantonomoya, Ramabina Cosa, Acepecona, Reperia, Asicolo, Icato, Matenia, Macabolo, Motemia, Ripamele, Machemocale, Ua Cosa, Picatola Baca, Ia Copata Pitabo, Becatele, Becota Capala, Labaratosa, Zapecore, Icatola, Macatole, Ia Zopacapala, Ia Jebola Cosa, Rapapala, Acoltamiana, Ira Bosopa, Ira Boborike, Ia Bobere, Ia Bobere,
the end, the end, the end, the end of chronic problems, the end of long-standing issues, the end of sadness, the end of sorrow, the end of wickedness, in the name of Jesus. We declare, according to the word of the Lord, by the end of this year, our victory is declared.
Rabbi,
Rabbi, Rabbi, Rabbi, Rabbi, Rabbi, Rabbi, Rabbi, Rabbi, Rabbi, Rabbi, Rabbi, Rabbi, Rabbi, Rabbi, Rabbi, Rabbi, Rabbi, Rabbi, Rabbi, Rabbi, Rabbi, Rabbi, Rabbi, Rabbi, Rabbi, Rabbi, Rabbi, Rabbi, Rabbi, Rabbi, Rabbi, Rabbi, Rabbi, Rabbi, Rabbi, Rabbi, Rabbi, Rabbi, Rabbi, Rabbi, Rabbi, Rabbi, Rabbi, Rabbi, Rabbi, Rabbi, Rabbi, Rabbi, Rabbi, Rabbi, Rabbi, Rabbi, Rabbi, Rabbi, Rabbi, Rabbi, Rabbi, Rabbi, Rabbi, Rabbi, Rabbi, R
Begin to find strength. Begin to find triumph. Begin to find suffering. Drop the telescope. Lift up your hands. Every alligator, every serpent, every hippopotamus in the atmosphere, every mosquito and fly in the spirit, every lord of Belzebub that fights against you to take your life, to take your house, to take your peace, to take your joy, we curse it, we burn it with fire. We overturn it in the name of Jesus. We overturn every wickedness, every meeting, every decision against your life. It will not sustain. It will not prevail. It will not succeed. In the name of Jesus, we rise up in the spirit. We rise up in the spirit. We rebuke Satan. We rebuke Lucifer. We rebuke the enemy. We rebuke devils, demons, demonic powers. In the name of Jesus, the host of wickedness, the host of darkness, we cast them now in the name of Jesus. We fight them, we resist them, we drive them back, we drive them to the waters.
Listen, there's somebody here. You were running.
Boldness.
Then somebody poured oil
Feferugas.
So that you fall down.
Hey.
Let us come against every trap, every trick, every wickedness against you to cause you to fall. In the name of Jesus, lift your hand. Curse the works of the traps, the snares, the ideas of the enemy to cause you to slip, to fall, to fail. In the name of Jesus, we rebuke failure. We rebuke falling. We rebuke it in the name of Jesus. Traps, snares, tricks, makata kabola, wiles of the devil, parakabola, to make you slip, to make you fall, to make you go down. We expose it. We uncover it. We reveal it. Now in the name of Jesus, every slippery floor, every slippery floor that has been prepared for you, we wipe it, we wipe the oil, we wipe it. You shall not fall. Matani makabola yade, mele mala malo makabalina, meta la mani kabele mamanda laba. In the name of Jesus, 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 in the name of I am Pinimia, I do Atalia, I am Panimia, Atinimiato, I am Panimia, I am Panimia, Atinimiato, I am Palia, I am Tier, I am Papaya, I am Tuane, I am Pinia, I am Panilia, I am Tinimia, Rapania, I am Pania, I am Pania, I am Pania, I am Pania, I am Pania. In the name of Jesus,
yes, Lord,
in the name of Jesus, sit down for a moment. Verse 7, hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice. Have mercy also upon me and answer me. How many know that any bad thing you see in somebody, there is some in you? Did you know that? You know, when Jesus said, look at the mote, the speck in somebody's eye, there is a log in your eye. It's a rule. Once you see it, it's there. That's why when you are somebody who sees faults a lot, you are usually very faulty. If you are in a relationship and he's not like this, she's not like this, he's not like this, not, usually you are very much at fault. As I'm here preaching to you, I must have faults. But if you are sitting in the congregation seeing my faults, analyzing my faults, thinking about my faults, you probably have a big problem. So try not to be the type, like just flow innocently without finding things wrong with people. Because there's something wrong with everybody. That is why he said in the prayer, every good prayer prays for forgiveness. Any good prayer of yours, pray for mercy for yourself. Genuinely, don't think that, you know, you dear. I mean, it's not true. You are one. Let us stand up and pray for mercy. I want us to pray for mercy for ourselves. Let's pray for the blood of Jesus,
Jesus
to cleanse us.
Your blood.
And wash us.
Yes.
Don't be tired. Don't be tired.
Libra
Abuakasa. Mercy. Mercy for wickedness.
Yes.
Mercy for ill.
Yes.
Evil.
Yes.
Mercy for wrongdoing.
Yes, Lord.
Mercy for sin.
Yes.
Matano Kabalani. Mercy for sin.
Mambo.
Mercy for sin.
Tokomoni.
Malama
Ribarakosoferi. Reba Mamana Kusa.
Pray in a moment. Mercy to me. I pray for mercy.
Mambangambo.
Sore mene ke chio ko para le fratizo mono kuse mana kiro bola igera roba mana no mosiane ke tolo momo ono momo ko tono no momo moro no momo membra ke sura mere biro ko shanda ba
thank you lord
talures
thank you lord
roba da gisto ka
thank you lord
mandolo mosi
thank you lord
in grabona kasaya
thank you lord
che de mono musega
thank you lord
kende digo mro mono sua kera
ayo
robo sika
in
pana na
we pray for mercy.
Patano no mosi. Dele kestoda. Ayon dele me. Livras movres. Mere breve digo para kiso mana machuko. Pato siba ya. Ayoko no mokosia. Emberia. Sogos. 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 Ika pararia tosa. Man benene mosi anda. Rakon benene mete. Libariako. Mojerika tabano. Rembe de kesun tapa. Ia parani no mosia. Raba minene kota. Io bono nosi. Repa manamune. Chendo monokora. Le paradia tonda. Ambrida sto. Ambrida minogo. Ambrida patane. Longembro. Frebelico. Potakuna. Andelime. Memberano. Chokovias. Rode mikato. Rembe danumo. Rembe kato paka. Ikolo no mosi. Rebeda. Iboda. Rabeda. Sorabende. Chocomono niga. Rebe deluga. Raba minanu no mosia. Ayon konto no motiga. Lebenene mesunda. Chocomanianda. Rombe tise. Adino moyo kosa. Rombe nege stomba. Mambre. Ino moso. Monjombre kino. Rombe ndege seketa kana maya. Mayado. Rebeliko. Ferediso. Repeniace. Iako tolomono mosia kaba. Le veredico sola, rabati le bekeshe, I katolo no monia kasa. Oh yes, oh yes, Ilo, Malio, Sheke velika paradiko saha, Malobiste, Mambeno mosia, Reperia kosha, Aya rabaya sonda la baba, Maya Cristo lomo, Mangalia, Castina. Castina, Castina, mamo no chia capa. Obera castora bayatelo baya. Rememisto, ombrandiracos, Monterikes, Rebelica, Ayombo, Morenina, Sobregiste, Iaciopo, Cotolo Mosica.
Lift your hands.
Oh,
to the
yes,
Lord.
Oh, yes.
Father, we thank you for mercy. I pray for the blood of Jesus to wash everyone here today.
Yes.
Thank you for cleansing us.
Yes.
Thank you for cleansing us. Thank you for cleansing us, for forgiving us, for accusations, for pointing the finger, for being guilty ourselves. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. Psalm 27, verse 10. When my mother and my father forsake me, then the Lord will take me up. Wow. Now, we are still praying, and what you must realize is that parents, mothers, and fathers often forsake their children without knowing that they are forsaking them. Because they are doing what they know to do. Do you see? If your child, you bring up your child and you let your child go for violin lessons, but you don't bring your child to church, do you see? You have abandoned your child. Forsake means abandon. You have abandoned your child to the world. Yes. But you may not know that you've actually left your child to do whatever he wants and to become friends with devils. So many people have abandoned their children to things that they don't realize that they are the ones who have abandoned their children to the environment. Yes. Many of you, your parents didn't even know how bad you were. Raise your hand if your parents didn't know and still don't know. On this side, they don't know. Yes. They have no idea. When you are in hospital for abortion, they don't have any idea. Huh? They are not aware. Sunday they think you are in church. And they don't know where you are. Is it not amazing? And sometimes your parents just left you. They thought they were doing something, but they just left you. They left you in the house. And somebody is doing things with you. Now, I'm just trying to tell you that you are soon going to be a parent. And you are going to find, we are going to see whether you are any better. And we are all going to find out that you are no better. It's true. But I have good news. And that is what our next prayer topic is. It says that when my father and my mother forsake me, that means they leave me. Maybe they teach you something to a point. From a certain point, they don't tell you. How many have read that sometimes your parents told you up to a point, and from a point, they didn't say anything about anything anymore? Then what happens? It says, then the Lord will take me up. That's why we have so many girls who can't make shit up. Like you are called girl, but you can't make shit up. And you are a Ghanaian girl. You are a Ghana girl and you can't make shit up. I don't mean grinding pepper, I mean shit up. You know what I mean by shit up. Huh? I don't have to define shit when I say shit. I'm not in another country. I know the country I'm in. I don't have to explain what is shit. Please, we don't know what you mean by shit. Come on, let's be serious. Maybe your mother didn't make you cook. She just left you to be there while she did all the cooking. And you came to eat. You started to like banku. You started to like so many things. Things you couldn't make. And you still cannot make. But now the Bible says, but then the Lord will take me up. So you see that now you come to church, you start to hear. It has never occurred to you that you don't know how to make shit up. But God, the Lord himself is taking you up as a girl. Yes. And maybe as a girl, you have only been told nice things. You are looking nice. I like your hair. You are doing this, do that. That's all you are used to. You have not been used to being told other things. Yes. Because nobody said any of the other things. But the Lord is taking you up. That's why you come to church and you hear, I want a Christian girl. I want a flowing girl. I want a happy girl. I want a smiling girl. But that's not what you are. Some of you, if your mood comes and somebody comes to visit you, knocking at the gate, you will not open because your mood has come. Not that you are not in the house, or you are in the house, but your mood has come. Hey! Mood changing. Wow. But what does it say? Then the Lord will take me up. And I noticed that where my parents finished, the Lord took me up. One day I was in a restaurant in England with Archbishop Idahosa. Shh, listen to what I'm saying. With Archbishop Idahosa and another Archbishop, two of them. And I was eating. He told me something when we were at the table. Yes. Because I stopped. He said, he told me, eat it. Yeah, he took me up. He said, eat it. It's expensive. Eat it. The Lord was taking me up. So you will find out that you are still a baby. And the Lord is taking you up at where you left off with your parents. The Lord is taking you out. If your father couldn't make you a rich person, the Lord will now take you up. And you'll be surprised. A very poor person who has not even used toilet paper in your house. You don't use toilet paper in your house. You use newspaper. Graphic. Cement paper too. Hey! Soon you will be in a certain hotel. There will be no graphic there. No cement paper. Wow! The Lord will take you up to the next level where your house and your parents couldn't take you up to. Can I have an amen? Today, I want us to stand and pray, Lord, wherever I reach from my parents, take me up to the next level. Lift your hand and give yourself to God. That's what Jesus prayed on the cross. Father, yes. Into your hands. Yes. Into your hands.
Yes, Lord.
It's necessary to say, if you don't say, he won't take you up. Wherever your parents reach,
yes.
Lord, take me up into
me
your
up,
hands.
Lord.
I commit my life.
Yes.
I commend my soul.
Oh,
I commend
yes.
my spirit.
Yes.
I commend my thoughts,
Morama.
My ways, my
yes.
life. Into
Morama.
Your hands, I commend my ways.
Mendene sunda barani costole.
Oh yes.
Veliga varanomos.
Colara mama.
Rabampana casore de Catalan. Meredemino costambala.
Palamande
de costanaba. Rabamita costanaba. Sheda bala costanaba. Reba. Sore de Cacheco Talamaya. Ramino costo veria catola mama. Malarino mosia lava. Ica tolomose. Rembendeli kasa, moya, 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 sherebo kosi andabaha, ribali ya kotolo mosinda la baba kondolo momo, ribandeli ya kotolo momika varani kosa, mandeni nimi katoli ya maya, rabendeli ya kosanda la baba, doli ya kaparadi ya koshandelebe, melira stolama,
Jesus, we give ourselves to you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Take me up, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Take me up, Lord. From my low position, Lord. From my low place, Lord. Why human beings couldn't take me further? Oh, God, lift me up, Lord. Take up my head, Lord. Make me a better person, Lord. Make me a nicer person, Lord.
In the name of Jesus. Look at Psalm 27 verse 12 on the screen. It says, deliver me not over unto the will of my enemies. In fact, war has been defined as making your enemy submit to your will. Yes. Making an enemy submit to your will. So I'm surprised to see this. Deliver me not over to the will of my... You know what your enemies are thinking? For false witnesses are risen up against me, such as breathe out cruelty. I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. In other words, David is saying that I would have even died if I had not believed that I could see the goodness of God in the land of the living. Whatever has discouraged you and made you very sad and unhappy, God is going to show you the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. And verse 14 says, wait on the Lord. We must wait, wait, wait on the Lord. We must wait, wait, wait on the Lord. Learn our lessons well. In his timing he will tell where to go, what to do, and what to say. Can we sing it again? Come on. We must wait. Everybody. Wait. Wait on the Lord. Can you sing it? We must wait. Wait. Wait on the Lord. Learn our lessons well. In his timing he will tell where to go, what to do, what to say. Lift your hand and sing, everybody, with me now.
We must wait. 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 We must wait, wait, wait on the Lord. Learn our lessons well. In his timing he will tell where to go, what to do, and what to say.
I feel like singing it one more time, come on. Courage. He shall strengthen thy heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Lift your hand as we end this time of waiting on the Lord. Thanking God right now for Jesus. Victory. That he will not deliver you to the will and the wishes, the ideas and the thoughts of your enemies and of the enemy, of Satan, the killer, the destroyer, the thief, in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. We shall wait upon you. You will not deliver us to the wishes of those who don't want us to marry, those who don't want us to prosper, those who don't want us to do well, those who don't want us to build a church. You will not deliver us unto the will of our enemies. In the name of Jesus. Those who don't want us to be happy. Makata fila mabaro na mama. Makola rababa. Matarika bala na bariba. Maleka bala na mama. Holy hands lifted unto the Lord. We wait upon you, Jesus. We wait upon you, Jesus. You are delivering us.
from the will, from the will, from the plan, the purpose, the ideas, the intention of our enemy, that we should die prematurely, that we should die before our time, that we should die suddenly. Yeah, in the name of Jesus, we reject the will of the enemy. Thank you, Father, that you will not deliver us to the will and the plan of the enemy. Everybody standing, every standing, every standing, everybody standing, come on. Every hand lift up.
We must wait. We must wait. Wait. Wait on the Lord. Let our blessings fall. In His time, He will tell where to go, what to do, what to say.
Father, we thank you that you have not delivered us to the plan and the will of our enemies. Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Father.
In the name of Jesus, we pray with thanksgiving. Amen. You may be seated.
Hallelujah. Are you excited? From Monday to Friday, we go to depressive places. And I thank God that on the Sunday, He brings us into the house of God, into His presence where there's fullness of joy. Give the Lord a shout that makes Satan ashamed. Give the Lord a hand clap that makes the neighbors hear that God is working here. Now give the Lord a foot stomp that shows that His presence is here. And let everything that had breath praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Are you ready for the word of God? Are you ready to be changed? Are you ready to receive from the Holy Spirit? Shout your loudest yes. Shout your loudest hallelujah. Shout your loudest amen. Shout your loudest Jesus, as we welcome the prophet of this house, Bishop Dag Heward Mills. Lift your hands and sing.
Nothing is impossible when you put your trust in God.
Sing, nothing is impossible.
Nothing is impossible when you're trusting in His word.
Hearken to the voice.
Of God to thee. Is there anything too hard for me? Then put your trust in God alone and rest upon His word. Oh everything, yes everything is possible.
I don't know what you came here with but God is about to move in your life. Lift your hands and sing, nothing is impossible.
Possible when you put your trust in God.
This is your moment of breakthrough.
Nothing is impossible when you're trusting in
If you have faith
word.
In your heart, lift your hands and sing.
Talking to the voice of God to thee. Is there anything too hard for me?
Then put your trust.
Then put your trust in God alone and rest upon His word.
Everything. Lift up your right hand. Say everything.
Everything. Yes, everything is possible. With God.
Let me hear your loudest scream.
Father, thank you for the blessing of your word today. As you heal us of every plague, every curse, every work of darkness. Thank you. In Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. Our topic is Why Few Are Chosen, Part 3. Why Few Are Chosen, Part Number 3. Matthew 25. Once again, remember our key scripture is Matthew 22 and verse 14. It says, for many are called,
but few are chosen. Amen. Now in Matthew 25, so what we are doing is we are looking for where there were many people and they became few. And that tells us how few were chosen. So we are looking for where there were a lot of people, then the people became few. And why few were there after some time instead of many. Can you understand that? Is it easy to understand? Now, Jesus gave us a number of examples of how many were there at the beginning, then it became few. And one of the examples is in Matthew 25, verse 1, the story of the 10 virgins. There were 10, then it became 5. 5 ended up at the wedding, but there were 10 to start with. So how did the 10 become 5? People saw 10 people going for the wedding. Then in the end, only 5 were actually at the wedding. So many were called to the wedding. Then it became few. It became 5. Just like last week, I was also sharing with you, many were given talents. Then in the end, few were with the Lord and some were thrown away into outer darkness. So here again, we see a very amazing story. Endless words from Jesus. Matthew 25, verse 1. The kingdom of heaven shall be likened unto 10 virgins which took their lamps, amen, and went forth to meet the bridegroom. 5 of them were wise and 5 were foolish. Amen. And they that were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them. But the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps while the bridegroom tarried. They all slumbered and slept. At midnight there was a cry made, and behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet him. Then all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said unto the wise, give us of your oil, for our lamps are gone out. But the wise answered, saying, not so, lest there be not enough for us and you. But go rather to them that sell and buy for yourselves. And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came, and they that were ready went in with him to the marriage, and the door was shut. Afterward came also the other virgins, amen, saying, Lord, Lord, open unto us. But he answered, verily, I know you not. Watch therefore, for you know not the day nor the hour where the Son of Man cometh. Amen. How many want to be among the few that are chosen? Right. So the first reason for not being chosen is emphasizing on the outside and not on the inside. Because there were 10 virgins. All of them were virgins. All of them were dressed up for the wedding. All of them were attending. All of them were invited. All of them dressed. All of them came. All right? But 5 were wise and 5 were foolish. You can't see foolishness outside. You can only see it on the inside. So everything was perfect on the outside, but there are differences on the inside. So there's a difference between you and the person sitting next to you, and that difference is on the inside. And that difference is going to be the difference why few are chosen. And it is an inner difference. Amen. Now, this story tells us that one day Jesus is going to come, and how many are going to go? Let's say Jesus comes right now, and I am one of those going to go. My microphone will drop, and I'll disappear. And if the percentage is 5-5, then it means half of us here will disappear, and half of us will remain. Now, there is no way to see the difference between those who would stay and those who would be caught up to be with the Lord by looking at us on the outside. Because on the outside, we all say amen. We all dress up. We all come to church. We all sit here. We all say we are born again. But there are differences. So you need to emphasize and work on the inside more than the outside. Now, if you take ladies, you have a lot to dress up on the outside. Your hair, your nails are not your nails. Your hair is not your hair. Your eyelashes are not your eyelashes. Your hips are not your hips. Everything is, nothing is real. Your breasts are not your breasts. Your face is not your face. Your skin is not your skin. Nothing, we don't know what is true about you. Your tummy is not your tummy. So there is a lot of emphasis on outside, but inside. Okay? Now I want to tell you, spend time. You see, like tonight, you can wake up at midnight or 2 a.m. and pray till the morning. Yes. No one will see that you have been praying. You can fast without announcement being made in church about fasting. I'm not used to this announcement fasting. Because I never fasted with announcement. I fasted by myself. I never followed church. Because I wasn't really belonging to any church. In that sense, I was more of a member of Calvary Road. And when they declared a fast, that was when I fasted the first time. But I never belonged to a church which announced a fast. So the effort is outside. It's all on the outside. The effort is for the outside. But there's not much inside. So the differences are inside. So don't be so concerned. You see, sometimes even people can even tell lies about you. But the truth is the truth. Yes, the truth is the truth. And the inside is the inside. And the inside is what matters. It was, the difference was the five were wise, five were foolish. But everybody was a virgin. And that's on the outside. Everybody was dressed. Everybody attended. Everybody had lamps. Everybody had oil. I mean, you couldn't distinguish between these five. These ten. If you see them, so perfect. But they were very different on the inside. So you must ask yourself today, what difference is there on the inside? And that is where you must emphasize. That's what makes a difference. That's what makes a different person. That's why Solomon said, beauty is vain. When a person is experienced, he looks at beautiful people and he says, it's useless. You see, like when I preach and I say, the girls, you have this and that. Instead of hitting it back, think of what Solomon also said. Beauty is vain. He didn't say men something. He was talking about the virtuous woman. And he said that it's useless. And it's true. Because after you are married, you are living with a type of thinking human being. How the person thinks and behaves. That's the experience you have. Not so much of the physical. Yes. So, emphasize. There are many of you here, you don't have a Macarius. How many don't have a Macarius? You don't even know what it is. Raise your hand. How many have the book Good General? The Good General. How many don't have it? You need to have it. Emphasize on the inside. Emphasize on the part you cannot see. I remember, I think it was 1983. I went to England. And when I was coming, I had no money. I think it was 1983. I'm not sure of the year. But I had no money. But there was being sold a very special Bible, which was rare to find. And I had to order the Bible from Scotland. It is the only thing I bought. It was a Dakes Bible. And it cost £72. It was everything I had. That's all that I bought. I didn't buy any shirts or shoes or anything. Only Dick's Bible. It was a special Bible. Those days it wasn't common. And I had to order it from Scotland. That's all I bought. It has given me enough shirts and shoes. Yes. The one who makes my shoes must be somewhere here. I just have to say I need shoes to be made for me. Yes. Is it not amazing? So the difference between you and the next person is the wisdom you have and the foolishness. Fools also wear ties and suits. Fools are dressed in nice dresses. You thought that fool would just come and say, I'm a fool. No. He doesn't come with an announcement. He lives it out. So today, remember, emphasize on the inside. When you wake up, spend 1 hour dressing your spirit rather than 1 hour dressing up. A good girl must be able to dress in 5 minutes. Don't worry, I'll say it again. A good girl must be able to dress up in 5 minutes. Yes. That the minutes start after bathing. And the bath too can be 5 minutes. Yes. And 5 minutes to dress and walk out. Yes. You can also take 1 hour, but a good girl can dress in 5 minutes. Yes. And 1 hour quiet time. 1 hour quiet time. And 5 minutes to dress to go out. Brothers, who would you like to marry? 1 hour dressing with 5 minutes quiet time. Or 5 minutes dressing with 1 hour quiet time. We are going to vote. This is a full election. Everybody must participate. If you don't vote, you can't have a passport. Now, how many will vote for the sister, brothers? You choose the sister who has 1 hour quiet time and 5 minutes to dress. Raise your hand. Who is not sure? Jeremy is not sure. You are sure. Put your hand down. How about 1 hour to dress and 5 minutes quiet time? How many will choose that one? One, two. Kufuor, you want? Two people at the back there. The two of you, see me after church, please. See me after church. Yeah, and it's true. But think about it, because it changes you on the inside. It changes you on the inside. Look, we are all born jealous. We are all born wicked. We are all born liars. We are all born thieves. We are all born evil. If you don't work on the inside, these invisible qualities will manifest so much. We are all born lazy. How many realize that you like to rest? Over rest? Huh? Beautiful. Today is very quick. So if we are fast enough, we can have a revival. That's why. Number two. The foolishness, the first reason is because they did not emphasize on the outside. The second reason is because they did not have enough of something. They had oil, but not enough. They had oil, but not enough. Amen. Now, did they have oil? Did the five foolish ones have oil to start with, but not enough oil? Now, if you have salt in your food, but the salt is not enough, it's the same as no salt. Is it not true? How many have eaten food before? You say, oh, there's no salt in this food. And the person who cooked it is standing there saying that there is salt in it. And it's becoming a quarrel. There's no salt. So there is salt. Now maybe your taste is different from my taste. There's no salt. When salt is not enough, it still has no effect. So if your Christianity is not enough, it doesn't have a certain effect on your life. Yeah. I'm telling you. That is why we are not spending too long in church. There's nothing like that. If it's not deep enough in you, it will not have any effect on you. I'm telling you. You watch and see, election is coming. Every hardened sinner who says he's whatever will be coming to church claiming they are believers and we should vote for them. Yes. Hardcore unbelievers. They will all attend church because they will all claim to be Christian. So as for claiming Christianity in Ghana, Ghana is over 70% Christian. More than 70% of Ghanaians are Christians. I mean, claim to be Christians. But look at how poor we are. Look at how rich we are. And how poor we are. I read the other day in the newspaper that our bauxite is worth 200 billion. The bauxite in Ghana. Yeah, Ghana bauxite that we have there. 200 billion. Go into the country and see. If you stand and look at Accra, there are only about 15 tall buildings. Maximum maybe 20. Do you understand? Tall. Like tall story buildings. Do you understand what I'm the English word I'm saying? There are about 20. 15 to 20. If you like, count it. They are not very tall. I want you to visit Manhattan, New York. Raise your hand. Let me pray. Father, open the doors for the children that are listening to me to go to Manhattan one day. In Jesus' name, amen. You'll be there. I prophesy you out in Jesus' name. Now, Manhattan, when you stand and you see the tall buildings going like this, oh, you can't believe it. And all over the world. One day, a visitor from abroad came to Ghana and I took him out in the night. It was a quick one because he was leaving the next day or that night. As we drove round, I drove him through Accra. As we were driving, he said, "Where is the city?" Just the two of us. He said, "Where is the city?" I said, "This is the city. This is it. This is it." And we started from Osu. So it's not that I was far away at Bawe or whatever. No, I was at Osu. He said, "Where is the city?" I said, "This is it." Not enough. Not enough. So listen, my friend. Let Christ be in you so much that if you ever become a politician, the Christianity will be so much in you that we will now see that, yes, a believer is in a position. Yeah, it must have some effect Today, when you see somebody, ask what church do you go to? The person will mention gubbly gubbly gub gub charismatic church. You can, before you could say, when you mention a church, we know you are a virgin. If you are young, we know that you are a virgin. But now we don't even know whether you are HIV positive or negative. You can say gubbly gub 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 charismatic church, but it doesn't mean anything. Because the Christianity, the Bible reading, the Bible study, the personal knowing God for yourself must be enough before it has an effect on you. If it's just up to a point, it will not have a certain effect on you. I'm telling you. Salt, you can put salt. If it's not enough, it's like you didn't put salt in. So if you put the Christianity into you, but it's not enough, it will still leave you out. So you can come with your lamp, with your oil, but not enough to last to midnight. You are still out. Even though, yes, you had it, but you are out. So few are chosen because they don't have enough of God. Never let any, that's the voice of the devil. Anybody tell you that, oh, it's too much time. Why do you need this? It's too not necessary. Why do you this? You are doing whatever. It's too long. Is that? Don't believe it. Today, we don't have short films like Rambo and so on. It's no. We have seasons. Seasons. 1 to 10. Season 1 to 10. Episode 1, season 2. You know, I didn't even know that this was what was happening. Because I was looking for just a film to, you know, relax and watch. I realized there's nothing like film anymore. It's only seasons. If you don't have time, the movie is for 4 years. It lasts for 4 years. So, never say you are doing too much. No, there's nothing like too much outreach, too much going to church, too much choir rehearsal, too much. There's nothing like that. Though. It's rather not enough. And if it's not enough for you, when you get married, you will see that Christianity hasn't gotten into you enough to change you and make you a good wife or a good husband. You see it. You see, you'll be called Christian, whatever, and you'll be holding a Bible, but you are a bad experience. How many want to be a bad experience for somebody? Never say you are listening to either songs too much. No, you rather need to listen and then be memorizing the words. So when you get married, you see, even on Saturday when we had a drama, the guys, they started to sing, be nice, so nice. Then they were giving advice, spend some money and what? Take her out, hold her hand, do this. It was, I mean, step-by-step advice. Oh. As I was watching, I said, wow, this is, I mean, something. They were taking the guy on sea step by step by just singing to him. You got to be nice. You got to be an A1 brother. Don't let us down. Give her a call. Send her text. Tell her she's on your mind. Say, baby, I love you. Say, baby, I need you. Say, baby, I miss you. Instead of just being there as a brother, as a kopiem or whatever, just you are a bushman who just shouting all over the place. All right. Now, we have already finished 2, 3. Number 3, not preparing for a long journey or a long fight. That is one of the reasons why people fall out. If you are here, I want you to be ready for a long journey with God. The foolish virgins, they were hoping that bridegroom will come around 7. But weddings, people are, you have to have a mind that they will be late. Even in Ghana, are we not late? When they say, what time is the wedding? 12. Is it that you ask, is it 12 or is 12 for 1 or 1 or 2? 12 for 2. You have to announce 12 so that people come at 2. Why should you be surprised that is taking a long time. I want you to know that your journey in God is a long journey. If you are here thinking that, oh yeah, we are happy. We are happy, but it is something you have in mind that we are going to be on it for a long time. Yes. I've been preaching for quite some time. Yes. I was preaching in school and I'm still preaching now. What do you think? Yeah. So I need to see you in your 20s. Preaching wildly, in your 30s, wildly, when you marry, wild, in your 40s, wild, your 50s, wild, 60s, wild, 70s, 80s, until you are like this. Can you imagine me like this? God's power is very important for you. Hallelujah. Wow. It's a long journey. It's a long fight. So plan for a long fight. When you don't plan for a long journey, you get destroyed. Yes. That's why Hitler was defeated in the Second World War. They didn't plan for a long fight with Russia. Because Hitler, he led the German forces from 1938. He started doing aggressive things. He took over Austria in 1938. Then he took over the Sudetenlands of Czechoslovakia in September. Then in March, he took over the whole of Czechoslovakia. Then in September 1st, 1939, he entered Poland. That's when everybody said, no, this is too much. Since last year, you've been taking places. You know, we didn't say anything. Now it's too much. So it brought in the whole world. The whole world came in to fight with him. But he was very successful. See, so in 2 weeks, he took Poland. But Poland were not expecting to fight with him. So Poland had horses and spears. So when Adolf Hitler came with tanks, they came running with horses. You see a film. I watch a film where the horses were running like this with spears or with guns. And Hitler's German forces were coming with tanks. It was 2 weeks. They took the whole of Poland. 2 weeks. The whole country. That is 1939. 1940, he marched into France. When he got to Paris, the people in France said, look, we have so many beautiful buildings. So we have dashed through the country. Because you cannot bomb all our cathedrals. And in France, Paris is very beautiful. So they just said, we surrender. There's no fighting. And so they never thought he could march and drive from Germany to France. He drove to the forest and came. They couldn't believe it. So that's what they call blitzkrieg, lightning strikes. Then, 1941, he decided to go to invade Russia. You see, that is now a mistake. You see, and he thought that because when he was coming to Germany, when he was coming to France, he passed through Holland, Belgium, he just added them. So by 1940, he had added all these people and he was controlling Europe. Everybody said, this is an amazing man. Now he decided to fight with Russia. And he thought they were going to start in June. They were supposed to start in May, but they delayed. So they started in June, Operation Barbarossa, to invade Russia. But you see, they thought, oh, it will be another 8 weeks. It wasn't like that. When they got to Moscow, Stalin, you see, his name is not Stalin. Stalin means steel. He changed the name from Joseph whatever to Joseph Stalin. Yes, which means steel. He said, we will not go. And he put his soldiers outside. And he put another line of soldiers behind to shoot his own soldiers if you come back. No. I don't know whether you are with me. Do you get what I'm saying? Like, he had the soldiers to meet the Germans. Yeah, those who were fighting. Then he had another line to shoot those who ran away. And they killed more even by those running away. They shot them. So you have only to go forward. And there, Hitler was not expecting such resistance. And then the weather also changed. It started to rain, like it's about to rain. It started to rain, and the floor, the sand. When, next time you go to Moscow, I want you to look on the ground. I see, raise your hand. Father, thank you for a traveling grace to go to Russia also, in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, next time you go to Moscow, make sure you look on the ground. You see the sand. It's like that. It's thick on the side of the road. The last time I was in Moscow, I looked. It's just like they describe it. When water goes, it becomes thick mud. So all their cars got stuck. Then the weather became very cold. And it became so cold that the petrol froze in the tanks. So instead of being liquid, it was now ice block. So they had to light fires under the petrol tank to defrost the petrol. Can you imagine? What a dangerous thing. And then also they didn't take winter coats because they said it will be 8 weeks. So they traveled light with just a few coats for a few people. Not enough. Oh. It was terrible. They massacred them and they stuck there. But Hitler also refused to retreat. So they stuck there for 1 year in front. You could see the light. Here is Moscow. They couldn't. They could never enter. And they slaughtered them. They ate their horses. They ate themselves. They froze to death. Everything. Because they were ready to fight, but just quick. So maybe you are here, you are ready for your Christianity, just quick, up till final year, or up till when you finish school, or when you are a young person, or before you marry. But this Christianity, it's a long something, I tell you. You have to have a mind that this thing will be in it, we will struggle in it, we will fight in it, whatever happens, we will be in it, we will survive anything that comes by the grace of God. We will survive and we will continue. If you don't have that mind, you see, look at 1 Peter 4 verse 1. Look at 1 Peter 4 verse 1. Beautiful. Now, for as much then as Christ has suffered for us in the flesh. Danny boy, lower your thing, please. Arm yourselves likewise. Arm yourselves likewise with the same mind. You need to have a mind. And the mind you have is a defense. You see, it's like divorce and marriage. When it is an option, you easily divorce. The older people, our fathers, they never had divorce as an option. It's like nobody divorces. There's nothing like that. You'll be in it till you die. They armed their minds. So no matter what you see, you are in it. That's how you stay in relationships. There's a mind, but not that it's good. There's a mind that whatever it is, that's it. We are here. That's what I said. Look at it. Arm yourselves likewise with the same mind. You arm yourself with a mind. That's why when you are going to fast, once you tell yourself, I'm going to fast, I will suffer, it is what is good, you are able to fast. But when it's unexpected, say, hello, I'm expecting lunch at this time. You know, I'm not expecting to be hungry at this time. I'm not armed. So when you prepare your mind, you are able to do many things that others can't do. And you must prepare your mind to be a Christian for a long time. You are in this church. I'm in this church because I'm young. Or I'm in this church because we are in the area. You have to prepare your mind that this is where God has planted me. This is it. And that is what prevents you from falling away. Oh, I'm in this church because they've come for me with a bus. No. This is my church and I'll find my way here. So when you don't have a certain mind, all sorts of things will happen. And before you realize, hey, you know what? I can't take this any longer. Shall I see you? Bye. Now, all relationships must be permanent.
For me, I believe in permanent relationship. All my friendship, even with Mill, whether it's Bishop Saki, Bishop Ebi, my friend, relationship, that is it. The mind is that. That is it. We are there, huh? Till either you are at my funeral or I am at yours. What do you think? Yes. That is the only mind. That's the way to think. Yeah. There's a way to stay. It's an armed mind. So arm your mind that this is my church. This is my God. Nothing can move me. And when you are like that, you see that although few will be chosen, you'll be one of the few. In the name of Jesus. Prepare for a long battle. Joshua chapter 11, verse 18. Joshua made war a long time with those kings. So Joshua's war was long. As we've come to this East Legon area, you think it's a short battle? Huh? Look at the area. Maybe one day we will own all these places. Yes. But it's a long war. Joshua made war a long time with all those kings. Deuteronomy 20 verse 19. When thou shalt besiege a city a long time in making war against it to take it, thou shalt not destroy the trees thereof by forcing an axe against them, for thou mayest eat of them, and thou shalt not cut them down. For the tree of the field is a man's life to employ them in the siege. Notice, when thou shalt besiege a city a long time. So as we are here, we are besieging Accra. And it's not going to be a short battle. It's a long fight against the enemy. 2 Samuel chapter 3, verse 1. And it says, now there was a long war between the house of Saul and the house of David. A what? I can't hear you. Everybody say a long war. Say a long war. War is long. War is long. Yes. War is long. Have a mind. Those of you who are missionaries, it's not something within 2 years. It takes your life. That's why God calls people young. Because it's a long fight and your whole life is going to be involved in this long fight. Yeah. People say, well, when I'm retired, I'll come and serve the Lord. God wants people. You see, before you can take a city, look at those of us who have churches, big churches in the city. We have been here for a long time. You saw Bishop Ajansari came to visit us the other day. You know how long he's been here. You think he just came? You see other bishops in town, you think they just started? No, you don't know. It's a long, long, long fight. So get ready for a long, and Satan is going to be attacking you for a long time. Those of you who think that your lusts are going to reduce when you marry. You don't know. It's a long fight. Yes. Yes. You think Satan is going to leave you to stop watching pornography and after you get married? You'll be married and before you realize, you see that your wife does not remind you of what you've been watching. Yes. It's a long fight. So, get ready for a long... Say, when thou shalt besiege a city for a long time. So Satan is trying to besiege you for a long time. Yeah. When older people listen to me preaching and they say it's good for the children, it shows that they are already defeated. Because what I'm preaching is very relevant for every age. It's not a young person's message, really. Although I'm preaching to young people. I can more easily preach it to young people, but it's not like a young person's message. So this is not good for grown-ups. They are completely backsliding. That's why they say that. It's good you are talking to the children like that. Thank God for your life. You are telling the children. And they say, what do you need? So what is the first reason why few are chosen?
emphasizing on the outside. Number two, not having enough. Number three, not preparing for a long journey. Number four, the foolishness, and the whole reason is foolishness. It's all foolishness. Foolishness of expecting somebody to do what only you can do for yourself. Expecting somebody to do for you. Please go and get me some. Can you give me some of your oil? I want you to give me oil. Now listen. No one, are you there, can do certain things for you. You have to do it for yourself. So when the time came, they said, please, can you give us some of your oil? And they said, no, go and buy it for yourself. Because there are things which only you can do for yourself. Thank God you are part of the group. Listen, but the wise answered and said, not so. That's not how it's done. I can't do it for you. I can't pray for you. Yes. You will not pray, I will pray, and you don't pray. No. Huh? You are the only one who can pray certain prayers for yourself. I can't, no matter how much I pray, it doesn't take away your need to pray. They say, not so. You do it yourself. Not so. You catch anointing for yourself. Yes. The I am anointed doesn't mean my pastors are anointed. They have to catch anointing themselves. Yes. Not so. You do it yourself. I can't say sorry for you. You know, one time there was somebody who did something wrong and I helped the person to say sorry. And up to now, I regret because I realized that the person never really said sorry. I can't repent and give my life to Jesus for you. Lord, I give my life to Jesus on behalf of my children. No, I can't pass medical exams for you and make you a doctor. Not so. Not so. What did he say? Not so, lest there not be enough. You rather go yourself. You go. You have to do things. There are some things you have to do yourself. That is why a husband and wife are not the same. Because I may have gone to catch some oil, but she may not have gone to catch the same oil. Husbands are different from wives, and wives are different from husbands. We may be sitting on the front row together. It doesn't mean that we are the same at all. You go and do it for yourself. That's why I don't mind giving you the tape that I'm listening to and show you the message I'm listening to. Because most people do not want to do what they have to do for themselves, which nobody can do for them. It's true. I can't become a doctor for your child. I can't read a book and transfer it to you. I can't pray 7 hours and transfer the 7 hours prayer to you and make you a man of God. I cannot honor somebody and transfer that. You see how I honored Fred Price and I put his picture in my office. I cannot transfer that. I've honored a man of God. I cannot transfer it to you. What's your name? Allen. I cannot transfer to Allen that honor that I've done, that spiritual act that I've done. I can't even make you apologize for something. I can say sorry for this. When you say sorry, it's not real. I can't make you change. You have to change yourself. He said, no, so you go and buy it yourself. You go and do it yourself. Nobody can become spiritual for you. Nobody can take up the cross and pay a price for you. If you are not prepared to pay the price for salvation, nobody can pay and transfer. That's why you'll be sitting in a group and before you realize, you've been divided into two. Half have been left, half have gone. Because what you should do for yourself, you will not do it. And you'll be hoping that it will be transferred. Like if this guy is, stand up, if this guy is very spiritual, it will transfer on the road. There's nothing like that when it comes to spiritual things. That is why people become spiritual one by one and they become anointed one by one. Because
If you go, not so. I can't transfer it to you. You know, one day I was watching America. You know, there were these great men of God. Then they called their sons and decided to lay hands on them in front of everybody. Said, I transfer my ministry to you. They were all saying that. As the years have gone by, you can see clearly that the ministry has not been transferred to their sons. Yes. Because you can't just transfer. That's why Elijah told Elijah that, look, what you have asked is hard, but I'll show you a sign. If you see me going, I mean, that will be a sign for you to know that, yes, you have actually received it. But to get my anointing power is a very difficult thing. Yeah. I sent a brother on the mission field. He sent me a message. He said, I've come to see that you are a very great and rare man of God. He said, when I was in Accra, I was under this person, under this person. I used to do this, I used to do this. I didn't know what I didn't know. I didn't know I was so deficient, and I didn't know my leadership was so poor. It's now that I'm there, he said, I can see how low I am. He said, I've come to appreciate you 100 times more. As I'm now there, it's like as you are on the field, you are now naked. That's when you see that although you are with somebody who is a certain way, he cannot transfer that thing to you. You have to learn certain things yourself or receive certain things which he cannot give you. Even though he can hug you, you can't transfer it. It's not transferable. Yes. Not so. It's going to be between you and God and yourself, getting things for yourself. Yes. Do you know how many times I've gone to Legon Gardens to pray from 10 to 5? 10 to 5. I start at 10. I have no car. From Osu, I take Trotro, taxi, Trotro. Those days, taxi, there was nothing like dropping. The taxi is, I mean, you just normal from here to here, here to here. Early in the morning, I start. I take car, then they drop me at Legon Junction. And I walk from the main road where the hospital junction is. Walk to the gardens. Fasting. When I get there, it's 10 o'clock. And I stand alone. Kaaba, Shade, Lebodaba, till 5. And when I finish, I walk back. I drink water at the N2. There's a pipe there. There's a pipe. Open the pipe and I drink. And I drink. Then I walk from there to the main gate. Then I take about 3 cars back to my house. I'll be doing every day. I can't transfer that to you. I can't transfer my waitings on God to you, to anybody. You have to yourself. That's why few are chosen, because many people want a miraculous transmission and transfer of something that somebody has or has bought with a price to be just given to you. It's not like that. There's nothing like that. I used to wake up at 4 a.m. and read Moses. I was studying Moses. Those days I used to study. If I studied Moses, then I'll study Jacob, then I'll study this person. From 4 a.m. to 6 a.m., I'll be studying Moses. And I used to, the bed was here, but I lie on the floor. And then I speak in tongues into the air. In my father's house, I can't transfer it to you. If you will not study Moses, I can never transfer Moses to you. You have to be there like that. I listen to Kenneth Hagin tapes. I can listen to one tape for many times. I cannot transfer it to you. What I receive, the honor that I have for people, and the love for God, I cannot transfer it to you. So that's why you may be a son, like Joshua is a son, and others. But you see, unless you also have your own personal revelation of God that is not transferred, you never really amount to much. It's like you can never know me unless you know my love for God. You say, oh, I know him. You don't know me. You don't know nothing. So I know him. You will never know somebody till you know his relationship with God. So take note of that. That's why 10 become 5. 10 become 5. Because 5 expected some people to go and do their whatever, pay the price for them, pay for the oil for them and bring. And then we share. All right? Are you still there? Yeah. We are ending. I told you today was short. Number 5. Foolishness of not getting the timing right. You know, they were ready, but they were not ready at the right time. I declare you'll be ready at the time. 1 Chronicles 12:32. Not getting the time right. It says, and of the children of Issachar were men that had understanding of the times to know what Israel ought to do. Amen. Listen to me. One of the most important things is to know the right time. That's why the other day I was preaching and I was saying to that there's a time you have to concentrate on getting married. It's just to make a funny statement. There's a time. If you don't understand the time, you miss it. You'll not always be nice. And you'll not always be chosen. Yes. And you'll not always be precious. You're not. You know it. I say you know it. So if you don't humble yourself and get the timing right, ministry is not an old man's job. Ministry is 25 to 50. Ministry is energy and life and strength. Sorry. Strength. If you don't get the timing right, you become an old man and you say, I need God. That's how come you have even some lay pastors trying to turn the church into their business. Because too late, they realized that the ministry was greater than the work that they are trying to do. Yes. So the men of Issachar, they understood the timing. One day I was a medical student. In those days, every medical student had a box of bones. I had my bones. I had in a black bag my father gave me. All my bones were in my bag. Plus my anatomy textbook and my white coat. When we go to Kolebu to school, this is what I carry. And a bus used to come and pick us from Legon to Kolebu every morning at 7 o'clock. You must be there. The bus is going. And one day, I was late because I missed the time. And the bus came to pass. When the bus passed in front of Legon Hall, I said I would cross the bus at Saba. I ran with my bag of bones and my white coat and my books. I ran at top speed. But the bus came and passed. Came onto the road and was going. And I was running after. I said, I am a medical student. Here are my bones. Here's my anatomy book. Here's my white test. My white. But I'd missed the timing. And I was left out. That day, I missed. Either I missed the whole day or I missed a huge section. But I always remember running with my white coat. I am a medical student. I belong in this bus. You belong in the bus, eh? But you see, you didn't get the timing right. I'm a medical student. Wait for me. It was 7. You came at 7:30. I thought I was clever. I'll cross them here. So they go around the school picking. I don't know if they do that today. Huh? I'm called. But if you miss the time, you say, I am called to be an apostle. You may be called to be a hippopotamus. I don't even know how they say it now. Hippopotamus or what? How do they say it? Hippopotamus. Charlie, hippopotamus is the one I know. You may be called to be a prophet, but if you don't get the timing right, you are not going to be no prophet. You will see nothing. In fact, you may be so accurate a prophet, I'll just call up 973324B. That's your passport number.
Wow.
I mean, that's the kind of prophet you may be, but if you don't get the timing right, if you don't get the timing right, you do what you have to do at the right time. You can't always come and say, oh, had I known. Oh, if I had known that, oh, I really think that this is, no, it's not like that. Ministry is about time. You know, a woman, you have your period from a certain age to around 50. Before I'm getting to 50, you see that it is already getting to stop, trying to stop. It shows you the period of fertility, the period of fruitfulness is very brief. You play with it now, and even now by 35, you start to have these Down syndromes and things. Abnormal children come from 35, these 10 times more. Heart defects, hole in heart, multiple vessels coming in, crossing over, many things. It's just a short period of fruitfulness. That's why sometimes people wait, and then when they finally come to join the ministry, they bring forth defective ministries. Whoa. Abnormal, defect, mentally retarded ministries. Because they have waited, overwaited. Are you still here?
Yes.
Get your timing right. Get your timing right to marry. If you don't marry in time, before you realize, you become a fornicator. And there was no need for you to be a fornicator. You could have just married. Why commit fornication when you can commit love? I said, why commit fornication when you can commit love? Tell your neighbor, you are very quiet this afternoon. Is it so? Number six, we are ending. Foolishness is not being practical. The word wise, there is the word phronimos. It said five were wise, five were foolish. So five were not wise. Now, one of the things about that word is practical. 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 You know, people are not practical. You sit in your office and receive invoices. You don't know what is happening. You get what I'm saying? Yeah. They just lie to you. And in Ghana now, everybody's telling some kind of something that is not true. They'll ask you, receipt. Do you want a receipt? What shall I write? They'll ask you what to write. They know the cause. They're asking you what to write. That's why if you're an organization, you are better off with a brand new car. Any car that is repaired, you should expect that they are lying to you. Every repair is a lie. Every repair, there's a lie in it. They say, oh, we have to change the plugs, ingester, digester, calibrator. It costs $2,600. Meanwhile, it's 200 CDs. One day I was in Kumasi and my car stopped. It wouldn't move. The gears wouldn't change from, it wouldn't change beyond second. Do you know gears? First, second, third, fourth, fifth, yeah. So we called some fitters. They said, we have to remove the engine. We have to remove the engine. We have to drop the engine and drop the gearbox. We have to drop the gearbox and drop the engine. I remember where I was standing. And I saw them. I said, you know, it's okay. I like my car. I drove the car in second gear from Kumasi to Accra. Like this.
when I came to find another solution. Do you know what was wrong? There was a fuse. The fuse, do you know how much the fuse cost? $2. And you put it in, the car was working. It was changing all the gears, second, third, fourth. They said they were coming to drop the engine. $2. So, brothers and sisters, I'm telling you, we are not practical. You see, Ghana big mans would have been sitting somewhere, they'll bring you the invoice. We have to drop the engine, change this, change this, change this, change this. And I said, no, I will drive it like that. I drove from Accra, Nkoko, Kononko, Nginam, I mean, all the way, in Sawam, second. I just drove slowly. The engine was... People are not practical. That's why there are only 15 tall buildings in Ghana, in Accra. Count it for me. You can count. Maybe it's 20. Yeah. Hey. There's no train in Ghana moving. You see that song? Yenarana Sassil. Are they not laying the train? There's a part where they see them. It's not a wild thing, no. No, we cannot do it. Nobody will go. Only invoices. And with speeches. Ladies and gentlemen, we are here. Guineans, we are doing this. You see, the five virgins, they were not hands-on practical. Check the level of the oil. Check the time. How much? Where will it reach? What will we do? This and that. No. 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 If you are not practical in your life, you will see that you will be high above the realities. Yeah. You can't look like a boy and expect a boy to like you. Some of you, you dress like boys.
At all.
I shouldn't say such things. So. Practical. That is why few are chosen. You see that? Elimination. Elimination. Practical. Yeah. There's no part of this building that I cannot say I don't know how it came. I was here. Practical. Remember, we were all here. Were you not here? Yes. Practical. Including our carpet. As it's getting dirty, we are watching it. Tell somebody I'm going to be practical and I'm going to do well. So just pray for me to pass my exams. Pray for you. And then also, where are the medical students? Those who just became doctors. You see that I sit down with them and we go through questions. Yeah. We go through. I pray for them, but I also take them through. Most of them, they come and say, did I not tell you questions? Did they not ask you?
They all came. They all came on that day.
Yes. All the questions. I asked them this.
We did it on Sunday. Then on Monday, when we went to the exam room, we turned over and it was all that you said.
All the questions. I go through with them. I have time. I can spend 2 hours with them. Yes. We go through. Oh, just pray for us. It's not just praying, no. You see, we pray and we are seated in heavenly places and we're also seated right here. So the two are working. Amen.
Amen.
One day I met some medical students. I started to ask them questions. This. I was standing outside. I said, do you know this? This. The next thing was, Ezra. She told me, everything you asked me, that I didn't know the answers when you asked me. When we went, that was it. Just pray for some. I'll tell you, go and do your hair. So pray for me to get a husband. I'll tell you, go and do your hair. And stop looking like a scarecrow. Do you know what a scarecrow is? It's to frighten away birds. Amen. What is point number one? We are ending. Beautiful. Number, I can't hear you. Put it on the screen. That's all foolishness, isn't it? Number two, foolishness of what? Not having enough. Amen. Of anything. Number three, not preparing for a long... How many are preparing for a long journey? Wow. Number four, foolishness of what? Expecting someone to do what only you can do for yourself. Number five, of not getting the timing right. Number six, foolishness of not being practical. The word is phronimos, phronimos, wisdom. And number seven, the foolishness of not being known. Not being known. Matthew 25 verse 12, he says, but he answered and said, verily, I say unto you, I know you not. I don't know you. I'm sorry, I don't know you. Wow. I know you not. Make sure you are known. Ask your neighbor, does anybody know you here, please? Does anybody know you here? Ha! You must be known by a pastor. And you must be known in the church. Amen. You see, when they are announcing wedding bells, you see some people, there's a lot of noise. God, they are more known. How will it be like when your wedding is announced? There'll be what? Polite clapping. Just some polite clapping to make sure that, you know. Madam X will be encouraging you, you know. Clap, clap, clap for them. You're not clapping for them. No. You must be known. Listen, every big church is both a big church and a small church. Yes. Within every church is a big church, is a small church. But only that some people don't join the small church in the big church. Yeah. If you look at the film stars, they are a small church within the big church. If you join it, you will be in a small church within the big church. Yes. Every big church is a number of small churches together. So you must join the small church in the big church. Otherwise, you'll just be a member of the big church and you never do well. No one will really know you. Even if we want to suggest you as a potential beloved for someone, we don't even know you. And we don't even know who you are. We don't even know that you are there. Meanwhile, you are the best person for someone. The person has given a particular prescription that he wants. And you are the perfect. I mean, you fit exactly. But we don't know you. Oh, you've really missed. You get what I'm saying? So from today, don't let anybody make you quiet and extra. For someone, when you see your father, you don't have to talk. Hey, stop that. This is not. Where do you read in the Bible? When you see your father, rather start talking. Yeah. And be known. Once you are known, every man of God that I interacted with, they all know me personally. From Idahosa. Yes. Benny Hinn. You'll be there. You'll be where? Who is that? Bring some water. Bring some water. Bring some water. Fire the guy. Tell your neighbor, I will make myself known. Amen. 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 What is point number one? Let's go through the points quickly. emphasize the foolishness, all foolishness. Foolishness is what makes few to be chosen. Wow. Yes. And number one, the foolishness of what? Emphasizing on the outside. So, brothers, any sister you meet, you're going to propose, ask her, how long was your quiet time? How long was your getting dressed? And see, you know, don't tell them I told you. Just ask them, sisters, don't tell lies, okay? Just tell the truth. Don't change it. Number two, not having enough. Yes, having, but not enough. Number three, long fight. You see, they stay there till midnight. Are you ready for a long fight? Number four, expecting someone to do for you what only you can do for yourself. Mercy. Number five, foolishness of not getting the timing right. Number six, foolishness of not being... How many are going to be practical yourself? You'll be on the ground yourself. Wow. Number seven, foolishness of not being known. I shall be known. Amen. I shall be known. Lift your hand. Thank God for the spirit that is speaking to you in this moment. Jesus, thank you. Thanks a million for your holy word. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we give you thanks. We shall be among the chosen few from today in Jesus' name. Amen. As every head is bowed and every eye closed, everyone standing, please. If you want to give your life to Jesus today, Pastor, pray with me. I want to give my life to God. If you are here right now, I want to pray with you. You want to give your life to Jesus. If you want to be born again, you want to give your life to Jesus, lift your right hand up high like this. God bless you. I want to be born again. I want to give my life to God. Lift your hand up. Now, if you've lifted your hand, you want to give your life to Jesus, I want to pray with you before we close. We are just about to close. If you've lifted your hand, you want to give your life to Jesus, come to me in the front with your hand up like this. Come here. Come from wherever you are standing at the back, quickly.
Give him your life today. Come on to Jesus.
All right. Let us pray. Say this prayer. All of you in front here, I want you to say this prayer with me. Say, Lord Jesus, please forgive me for my sins. I give my heart to you. I give my life to you. Please wash away my sins. Write my name in the book of life. Thank you, Lord, for saving me today. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. God bless you. I want to give you one of my books here. And as soon as we close, all of you who are here, come to the front. Come to the corner over here, Salvation Corner, and we are going to pray with you, and God is going to change your life. Amen. God bless you. You may go back to your seats. Congregation, you may be seated. It's time for communion, Holy Communion.
My body, which is broken for you. Drink, this is my blood, which was shed for you. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life. For my flesh is meat indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. Oh yeah. Cup of blessing which we bless, it It's the communion of the blood of Christ, the bread which we break. It's the communion of the body of Christ. Oh, this is the holy meal, the meal of God. Oh, it will sustain you. It will make you whole. It will give you life. When I see the blood, oh, I will pass over you. Yeah. When I see the blood, oh, yeah, I will pass over you. Today you hold in your hand a supernatural gift, the communion of the bread, the communion of the wine. Oh, this is the bread which came down from heaven. Take this bread and eat, and you will have life. You will be healed, you will be set free, you will be covered. When I see the blood, I will pass over you.
Stand to your feet. Exodus 11, verse 1. And the Lord said unto Moses, yet will I bring one more plague upon Pharaoh and upon Egypt, and afterwards he will let you go. When he shall let you go, he shall surely thrust you out altogether. Amen. There is one more thing, and that is going to be the end of the enemy, the blood of the Lamb. Today, as we come to this table, one more thing. He said, I will do one thing more. When I do this, he will even sack you. Every type of captivity in your life, Satan himself is going to say, no, I don't want this captive. You know, one day some policemen were standing by the roadside, and then they arrested someone I know. And when they arrested the person challenged them and was taking them on, rather. So the senior policeman came there. And he rebuked the junior policeman who had arrested. And he told him, I told you that certain types of cars, you don't arrest them. So he rather ushered the car to go away. That's what's going to happen. Yeah. Your enemy will be happy that you will go away. Yeah. In the name of Jesus Christ. Yeah. Take the bread. Father, we thank you that as this bread is broken, we are experiencing total deliverance and judgment on Satan and the gods of Egypt and every demonic power that seeks to hold us in captivity. Thank you for deliverance in the name of Jesus Christ, the body of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Now the blood. By this blood, Satan is going to ask that you should no more be kept his prisoner, because you are a troublesome prisoner. Every form of captivity which has seized your life is broken today by the blood of the Lamb, the blood of Jesus Christ. Lift your hands for your blessing.
any chain on your leg, on your right leg, holding you down, is cursed and broken in Jesus' name. Any form of strangulation that is squeezing the air out of you slowly, I rebuke it in Jesus' name. Any form of oppression and difficulty on your life, I reject it in Jesus' name. Every source of sadness in your life, every source of depression in your life, I curse it in Jesus' name. I command the spirit of joy to be released into your life. Whatever has held you in captivity for a long time, I decree by 31st December, you will hear the announcement that you are free forever from that captivity. Let me hear your loudest amen. The time has come for your freedom, for your joy, for your dancing, and for your liberation. Receive it in the name of Jesus Christ. I declare that as God Almighty declared judgment on Pharaoh, on Egypt, on the economy of Egypt, and on the gods of Egypt, so also there is a judgment on all the demonic forces and powers that have surrounded you and your life. Be delivered from it right now. In the name of Jesus. Become a giant. Become a champion. Become a great person. Because you are free. In the name of Jesus. Say, I receive it. I walk in it. In the name of Jesus. Let me hear your loudest amen. God bless you. You may be seated.
We believe you have been blessed by the preaching of God's Word. For audio CDs, DVDs, books and other resources by Dycuid Mills, please visit our website at www.dycuidmills.org. God richly bless you.